A Riesling is a conversation that's best had with libation. So grab your drink of choice and let's have a Rieslings with me, Odessa. This is the OXS Jamaica podcast, Rieslings with Odessa, episode 31, a minisode.
Hey, poor people, I'm taking a new style of me, Tiger C.
Come again.
So today that you may go to Japan.
When?
What kind of money them spend?
Yen.
5 or 4 and 9. Where they want it?
10.
So me and your team some money. When?
Oh my God. Come again.
Where the crack in a land and name?
Big Ben. Yay! Big up to the legendary Tiger. Dance hall, real dance hall, cannot stall, man. All right, so, guys, I have to come back to my boy, Burna Boy, because Burna Boy is coming to Jamaica. Merciful Father, I got him, I've called him a forward. And Burna is doing a 3-stadium tour in the Caribbean, starting in Antigua on the 16th, Trinidad on the 17th, and Jamrock on the 18th at the National Stadium. And guess what? Tickets, well, VIP tickets, VVIP tickets already selling out. It's amazing. Like, yo, Jamaica people have money, you know, them really, really have a whole heap of money. So if you want more about Burna Boy and the tour, you can always head over to OXS Jamaica, the blog, okay? Go and head over there. Now, what else was I going to say? All right. So speaking of another massive show, yo, Jamaica full ashore this year, you know, at the end of the year, full ashore. So there's Sting coming up on the 26th and another massive show that's happening on January 1st, what everybody's talking about, is Intimate with the big man Berris and Buju Banton. I went to the launch. Buju was there. He was giving us a lot of love. As you can see on our Instagram, he's also showed the podcast some love and promises to do a Rieslings with us in the next year. So we can hopefully look out for that. Come again. All right, guys. So we're going to have a little talk and a discussion on things that make you go, really. It's coming up right now. There are some things in life that make you go, really? So welcome back, everybody. You know what? We've been getting some great feedback, Christine, on this feature. Mm-hmm. I don't know how or why. I think because it's just we talk the things that people want to hear.
Yeah.
And there's something I want you to tell me. Why is this new obsession with Junior Tucker? What is that with you?
I was scrolling on the YouTube, you know.
Mm-hmm. Big up YouTube.
And I came up on this wonderful video and I watched it and I was amazed. And I'm like, wow.
She's like asking me, do you know who Junior Tucker? Of course I do. I'm old. I'm a part of that generation. This is why I have millennials on Rieslings, because I always need their perspective and I find it so joyful to hear when they discover things from my Gen X generation. Anyway, so in this episode of Really, we really, really, really I'm going to talk about something that everybody was talking about last week. It was a big thing. Now, it's all to do with Zip FM. And big up to those at Zip FM. You know who you are. Zip FM is a station that I do really love. It was started by the late, great Carl Young and my sister and Judith Bodley. Big up yourself, Juds. And they got into some hot water last week due to the taxi strike that we had in across the island. But basically, it was like Kingston. So Christine, can you just give them some little facts on the little bit of the taxi, why it's going to go into the Zip FM scenario?
All right. So they had the taxis and, you know, bus operators, they had some strike because they wanted amnesty. That's just time to pay off their traffic tickets. Mm-hmm. Right. Some were participating. Some were not.
Some are germs. Dirty germs.
A lot of them. So this one particular taxi operator, he saw another taxi operator loading his car, going about doing his business. Mm-hmm. And he proceeds to pull people, passengers, paying their money out of the man's vehicle and puncture his tires with his silly, stupid stick running around in his hand, tormenting
What's
people.
What's the name of this brother? Yeah.
The clown's name.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Yes. Yes.
The clown's name. Mm-hmm. That's what the police, they call him a clown.
Professional clown.
Professional. Mm-hmm. Ramon Silvera. Mm-hmm. Only a Ramon would do that.
Oh, no. If our Ramon is listening to this, it's not me. It's Christine. Okay, Ramon? It's not me. It's her.
No. After you are charged by the police for harassment and misconduct, public misconduct, this young lady over at Zip FM.
Your surname?
Monique.
Because I noticed most of the media don't say her name, but this is a podcast and we're going to say her name, Miss Monique,
went ahead and did an interview with said clown.
Professional.
And then proceeded to present said clown with a bat, with a bow on it, a nice, lovely red bow, packaged nicely for this charged criminal.
This is mad. Now, this is where everybody got mad. This is a scenario where people, media has got out of hand. Everybody thinks that everything is funny and everything is supposed to be jovial and fun, and it's not. And we really need to, what is media's responsibility? How did this clown even enter the gates of Zip FM is beyond me, because back in the day, you couldn't even pass the gates. So it comes down to management. Number one, first and foremost, of what's going, they don't know what's going on in their entity. Mm-hmm. Like, the clown should never have even come through the security gates. There's no way that should have happened. Whoever's running it at the top should have some responsibility, and they also should be penalized for something like that, because it really hurt the nation.
Mm-hmm. You're basically condoning violence. Yeah. That's all it was.
I mean, I know that a lot of people were very, very fiery about this, and it's including our corporate entities such as Digicel, such as even the PSOJ have come out against it, and they got advertising pulled from them for a month, but a lot of people saying that it should be more. Mm-hmm. I think they should have got 6 months, but that probably might put the station down and affect the great people that do work at Zip FM. So I just think that the entertainment business on a whole has come to shit. And here's my scenario. We are feeding our people. So you give them shit. Mm-hmm. They eat the shit. Mm-hmm. They believe the shit tastes good. Mm-hmm. They start telling everybody else about the shit. Mm-hmm. They eat the shit, and eventually everybody becomes shit. It's all just shit. And to me, that's what the business is right now. We have a fully dance culture educating a fully dance at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. And it's somewhere or some form of place it has to stop. We need to keep gatekeepers. We no longer have gatekeepers in the business. And this is why in the last episode, I bigged up the Broadcast Commission, because we need gatekeeping. Right now, we have a bunch of non-educated, non-skilled people, people who are not journalists, people that don't have any knowledge. Again, what we spoke about last week, the business of music or the business of radio or anything. Monitoring anything. Mm-hmm. It's monitoring anything. It's just crazy, and we got to get back to something to preserve the culture of brand Jamaica, reggae music, dancehall music, everything. So that, I don't want to go into too much, but that really makes me go,
really?
All right then. All right. So this is a little really, really, it's not that big, but the Grammys are on and everybody again in Jamaica talking about the Reggae Grammys. There was a lot of controversy when California band Soulja won last year. And there was an article in the Jamaica Observer, big up my peeps at the Jamaica Observer. They spoke to somebody that I really, really rate, Wayne Jobson, who is an industry insider. And he said, I think there was backlash against American band Soulja, who won this year. So they wanted to make sure it was Jamaican. So we had a lot of Grammy nominees this year. All of them were Jamaicans. Mm-hmm. Shaggy, Sean, Kabaka Pyramid, Coffee. Diggy,
yeah.
Who, like, Protégé, Coffee. Mm-hmm. And I think that's it, right?
That's it.
And people were very happy about that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
My picks, I guess, who I really love. You know, I'm not going to say anything. We're just going to do that for another episode. But one thing he did say was that American reggae artists kept the flame burning and are doing an amazing job. As my dear brother said today, Craigie T on Daytime Live, it's a candle. I don't think it was a flame at all. Mm-hmm. So that made me go, really? Really, Wayne? I love you, Wayne, but really? I don't think it kept anything going. I think it kept their pockets lined and the money within themselves. The money did not come to the home of reggae, the source of reggae. So you have the Californian reggae or American reggae, whatever you want to call it, preserving their thing and building their thing over there, because I don't think it's benefiting the home of reggae at all in any shape, way, or form. We have to get back to owning and preserving what is ours. Mm-hmm. You understand? Yeah. Like, rock is still rock. Rock and roll genres can still preserve their thing. Yeah. It's their thing. You know where it comes from, you know? Every other music genre, you can kind of know where it comes from. We have to preserve and make sure that funds, money, certain things allocated, that these people, other people who love our music and doing it very well to their ability, can bring back something for the home of reggae and for the people that need to benefit from it. You know what I mean? There's a lot of artists that have lost money. There's a lot of our artists that are dying and then and we can't bury them.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it's Auntie Babsy, the government of Jamaica, that can, you know, figure something out, or we all have talks and we try to strategize or hash it out or something.
Yeah.
But we have to do something because we are in a pit toilet right now, as far as I'm concerned, when it comes to reggae music. Whether it's dancehall or anything other genre out of reggae, it's not in a good place right now. I mean, I can't even think of a really great artist that can come off the top of my head. who I was been excited about from Jamaica. I can't.
It comes back down to gatekeeping, as you said, too, you know, because you have people in the industry who are, you know, who've been around for years, who have been doing this thing since ska. We need those people to come and say to, you know, people who are making music, no.
But I don't want it. And we're going back to, they don't want it. So that's another discussion. That's going to be a very long discussion. The youth nowadays feel that what they're doing is right because they've been fed shit. The fully dance culture is educating the fully dance culture. You understand? They don't want to know. So a musician today said to me that that's why he has to hide from a young artist, that he's the person doing the production, he's the person doing the writing, all of that, because if they hear that it's this person and not that person, them no yet it. So we've got a lot to do, everybody. We really have a lot to do. And I'm just going to end it on that note. All right, guys, this is a quick thing. So enough people keep asking me, where do I record my podcast? How comes it sounds so clean and crisp and clear? Well, it's all about ideas evolution. So if you guys want a space to record your podcast, and also I shoot my visuals here too. So if you guys need that space, it's all about ideas evolution. You can find them on Instagram at Ideas Evo. Check the show notes.
I just heard myself like swallow.
Anyway, Christine, thanks. You know what, Chris? I just want to big you up. You're doing a good
job. Thank you.
Doing a good job. Big up yourself. What's the feedback like on your pod? On the pod?
From myself or from people around
me? People around you.
People around me are listening it. I think more people are excited to hear me.
Yeah.
Because, you know, this is not something I really do.
You're an introvert.
So, yeah. So I think they get kind of, you know, excited when they actually notice that I'm actually on it. I'm not just sharing it to share.
Right.
I'm actually speaking, yeah. You know. Yeah. So yeah, it's been good.
It's good. And we'll get some more of Christine's perspectives in other things. I'm a person that I find that if you don't really have as much knowledge about certain things, yeah. I don't really want people to talk too much. I'm talking about the industry that I'm in.
Yeah.
Christine is just busting into it and she's doing an amazing job. So big up yourself, Christine.
Thank you.
And big up those that have been listening to the podcast. I know we've been lacking, but as I said, I'm consistent, baby. And you're going to get a lot more. And look out for the other pods with the special guests coming up very soon. Until then, I don't know why I'm rapping out here because I rap out in other parts. So I'm just going to end it right here and then cut it. Thanks, guys, for tuning in to this episode. Don't forget to subscribe, like, share. I'm your host, Odessa. Linkage laters. Peace.